This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at the judiciary, Caroline, we've been talking about this in the past couple of days. It was reported today that Chief Justice Tun Mahmud Rauf Sharif and Court of Appeal President Tan Sri Zulkifli Ahmad Makinuddin have officially sent in their letters of resignation, and they will vacate their positions on the 31st of July.
Yep, that's right. So I guess the resignation of these two judges has seen a bit of controversy. We talked about this with Tun Daim's alleged involvement. We discussed it yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
So in a statement by the federal court, it said that Rauf and Zulkifli had met with Prime Minister Tun Mahathir on the 15th of May to actually convey their intent to resign. However, they informed him that the resignation will only take effect on a later date to enable them to resolve all pending judicial affairs. So they sent in their resignation letter to His Majesty, the Yang Diputuan Agong, on June the 7th, and therefore will take effect on the 31st of July.
Yeah, there are, I guess, pending judicial affairs. Cases that are heard before the federal court and the Court of Appeals. So perhaps to sort of wrap that up before their official final day.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're just looking at this article going around talking about their resignations, response from netizens, I think pretty jubilant would be the way to describe that. A lot of people calling it a very sensible decision, saying the new Malaysia rocks. It seems to have gone down quite well, quite popular.
Yeah, and of course there's a lot of context that sort of needs to be understood, you know, when you're talking about these sort of senior appointments of the legal bench. So we're going to get Azhar Harun. Of course, he's a famous lawyer. Some of you might know him as blogger Art Harun. Art, thank you very much for joining us on the program. And maybe you can kick things off by perhaps explaining why these resignations, especially of these particular judges, are considered controversial.
Tun Rauf was supposed to retire last year in his office as the Chief Justice of the Federal Court. And Tan Sri Zulkifli Makunurien was also supposed to retire last year. Yeah, under Article 125 of the Federal Constitution, the judges could only hold office up to the age of 66. So both of them were 66 last year, so they were supposed to retire. However, what happened was the tenure of Tun Rauf and Tan Sri Zulkifli Makinuddin were extended for a term of another 2 years, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right. So the issue, of course, was the fact that they both had exceeded the allowed age, correct?
You see, the Federal Constitution has a provision in Article 122, whereby additional judges can be appointed to the federal court, although they are more than 66 years old. Under Article 122, these additional judges are appointed by the Yang Diputuan Agong, acting on the advice of the Chief Justice of the Federal Court. All right? So, last year, what happened was prior to the appointment of Tun Rauf and Tan Sri Zulkifli Makinuddin as additional judges, there was another judge who was appointed as an additional judge. And that did not cause any issue because he was a qualified person and he was duly appointed as an additional judge of the Federal Court, although he was of more than 66 years old. However, if we read the Federal Constitution properly, only normal judges of the Federal Court can be appointed. You cannot appoint an additional judge for the purpose of becoming the CJ or the president of the Court of Appeal, you see.
Right, and our, maybe this is the part where you can break it down a little bit more for us. Why can't the court appoint additional judges?
This is because Article 122 says the Federal Court shall consist of, firstly, the Chief Justice. Secondly, the President of the Court of Appeal. And thirdly, the Chief Judges of the High Court. There are two Chief Judges, yeah? Chief Judge of the High Court of Malaya and Chief Judge of the High Court of Sabah and Sarawak. So these three posts shall sit in the Federal Court, plus another 11 judges. So it is obvious from this Article 122, Clause 1, additional judges cannot be the Chief Justice or the President of Court of Appeal or the Chief Judges of the High Court of Malaya or Sabah and Sarawak, you see. Because the Federal Court is supposed to consist of these three posts and then another 11 judges and then such additional judges. So what we have here is an anomaly. We have the additional judges who are the Chief Justice and the President of Court of Appeal. So that was the issue in this case. And because of this appointment, which looked to be unconstitutional and improper, the Bar Council brought a case to the Federal Court to determine whether the appointment of the Chief Justice and the President of Court of Appeal by way of additional judges are constitutional or not. And it has been heard. And if I'm not mistaken, the decision is supposed to come out on the 28th June.
Right. So, Art, can you perhaps share with us what's being said about the significance or ramifications of these resignations within the legal circle? Perhaps tell us what's been explicitly and implicitly said thus far.
Well, you know, the issue relating to the constitutionality of the appointment of the CJ and the President of Court of Appeal is really not good for the integrity of the courts in the first place and for the reputation of the judges, you know, because day in and day out, there is a question hanging on their head as to whether the appointment was valid or was constitutional or not. And that is really not good for the integrity of the court, for the reputation of the judiciary. And, you know, if we continue going on like this, there will be arguments that, you know, the quorum which sits to hear cases in the federal court is not validly constituted. And again, that would not be very good in so far as the public perception and confidence in the judiciary. So I think many lawyers, in fact, the majority of the lawyers feel quite glad, and there's a sense of relief that, you know, this matter has finally come to an end.
Yeah, that's certainly what the organisation Lawyers for Liberty, that's what they're saying in their press statement today as well. They said that both Rao's and Zulkifli's departures are considered the first step in restoring the tarnished reputation of our judiciary, but more reforms are in fact needed moving forward. And one area is to look at how the judicial appointments of commissions shouldn't be appointed by the Prime Minister himself as currently practised.
Well, I mean, that is the mechanism of appointment now as enshrined in our federal constitution. In fact, all judges, including judicial commissioners of the High Court, Court of Appeal and Federal Court, plus these three top officers of the court are appointed on the advice of the Prime Minister to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. And it is also a mechanism of the Constitution that upon being advised, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong does not really have any choice but to accept such advice. But of course, there is also the requirement that the Conference of Rulers be consulted pertaining to the appointment. If we are now to change that mechanism, we have to amend the Federal Constitution. And to amend the Federal Constitution, we need 2/3 majority in the Parliament. Of course, if we could have a different mechanism where the appointment of the judges, especially for these top posts, are more transparent and could be debated in the Parliament by way of the parliamentary proceeding itself or by way of a hearing in front of a select committee, yeah, that would be very good.
Well, Art, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition and for sharing your thoughts with us. That was lawyer Art Harun with his thoughts on the resignation of Chief Justice Tun Mohamed Rauf Sharif, as well as the Court of Appeal President Tan Sri Zulkifli Makinuddin. Folks, we've got some more stories coming up on the Evening Edition. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.